can make it, do it, makes us older, better, faster, stronger. That don't
kill me. Back at Mustang Field, Mike Blackwell along with Randy Hermes, the Wimberley Texans running out onto the field. Wimberley, the home team tonight, blue on blue on blue. Blue helmets, blue tops, and blue bottoms with white numerals and red piping, I guess you could say, down those pants to the side. The Taylor Ducks getting ready to run out onto the field as well. They're green and white. They are the visiting team and on the far sideline. And so any crowd noise you get will be coming from that Wimberley side of the field. And, again, just a gorgeous facility here, Randy. I wouldn't mind playing all our playoff games here.
Spoiled, Mike. We're very spoiled. At halftime, I told you, I'm going to go ride that elevator up and down to the press box a couple times just to get my money's worth.
We weren't able to talk to Weldon Nelms prior to the game this week. He was certainly busy and had a lot of things on his mind, and we had some scheduling issues as well. But both you and I, the first thing we noticed when we got here is Brennan Blakemore is definitely on the sideline. He's been nursing that pectoral muscle, and he's on the sideline in plain clothes. And so Weldon Nelms wants to give Mr. Blakemore, the explosive Mr. Blakemore, as much time to heal as possible. And it's probably a good idea by Coach Nelms. What do you think?
Yeah, and as far as we know, he's the only player that is going to be out this game because of injuries, other than Josh Gray.
Right.
And I'd like to get an update on that young man as well. You know, it was back in the Sealy game that he had his injury, so another game or two into this playoff season, he might be able to come back.
We said it was a cool night here, kind of chilly night here in Marble Falls, and now let's throw it out to the field, and especially on this Veterans Day. Let's rise and and enjoy our national anthem. Certainly the crowd ready to go here, Randy. Bing Bigham's marching band with another stirring rendition of the national anthem, per usual. We talked about it being cool here tonight, Randy, but weather should not be a factor at all. I'm looking at those flags down there. No movement whatsoever. So it's going to be a cool and crisp night here in Marble Falls. The perfect night weather-wise for football.
Yeah, it's a beautiful night. Few high clouds, and like I mentioned, it's going to be around 58 degrees at kickoff, and certainly no adverse weather expected this evening.
Captains meeting at midfield. Captains for Wimberley tonight, Brady Lambert, Trinity Wilson, Colton Fonville, and also Nick Alana for the Texans as they meet at midfield. Wimberley, I can see this already. Wimberley with a lot more players on their roster here tonight. Randy and the Taylor Ducks fans across the way, they traveled pretty good here tonight. That's a pretty good haul from Taylor, especially when you have to cross over Austin in Friday night traffic. That's not an easy thing.
They probably had to leave right after lunch to get over here.
That's exactly right.
If their experience is the same as mine, driving across North Austin on a Friday afternoon. Yeah, Texas certainly have. It looks like maybe they brought a few extra kids now that they're in the playoff season. There's the line out there on the field is a little larger than usual.
Taylor Ducks have won the toss, and they have elected to receive. So a lot of times a team will elect to defer, not the Taylor Ducks here tonight. The Ducks will get the ball to begin the football game, and we'll be underway as Wimberley will kick off, moving from right to left on your radio dial. And again, we are thrilled that you join us on WimberleyRadio.com and on KDRP 100.1 FM. We ought to have a fun one here tonight.
Yeah, I think what we can expect from the Ducks, Mike, is that they're primarily a running team.
Right.
They spread the ball a bevy of running backs. In fact, last week, 9 different kids carried the ball in their loss to Lamb passes. They have averaged over 212 yards per game this season, but only passed for 83 yards. However, looking at their statistics, it looked like the last few weeks they've kind of started passing the ball some more, and there's been 150, 160 yards passing per game. Defensively, though, they have given up 345 points this past season, almost 35 points per game. And a more dire stat if you're a Ducks fan is they've given up 219 rushing yards per game, including 543 rushing yards last week in a shootout against Lamb passes and 177 passing yards per game.
Well, that is pretty dire when you consider that Wimberley has such an explosive offense with and without Brennan Blakemore. So, at any rate, we're glad you've joined us. Nick Alana prepares to kick off for the Texans. And the second season is going to be underway for the Texans here tonight, Randy. Here's the kickoff. It's a line driver taken on a couple of bounces. No, it passes, gets past the return man, and he's going to down it in the end zone. And then he's popped in the end zone. It got past the return man, Jarvis Caldwell. He wasn't able to field it there on a couple of hops there, Randy. He kind of rolled around a yard or two deep in that end zone.
Yeah, he certainly couldn't find the handle on the ball. And then he was very rudely rudely hit back there in the end zone as he was down there trying to get a handle on that ball.
Quite rudely.
He did the smart thing, though, by not trying to pick it up. In fact, it's lucky for him that he mishandled it probably and it rolled back into that end zone.
That's right. Good coverage by that Wimberley Texans coverage team. Jeremy Snyder is the starting quarterback tonight for the Ducks. He gives it up the middle. And a pretty nice gain up the middle near the first down is the running back, and that's Emmett Wiggins. Right up the middle, Randy, and yeah, first down, pickup of 11 just right off the bat for the Ducks.
Nice hard running by Wiggins there, just a handoff to Wiggins over the right side. Found a little seam, got back there into the linebacker level, and worked hard to pick up that last 3 yards for a nice gain.
So spotted now at the 32-yard line of Taylor. Snyder now will turn. He'll give it to his running back off left tackle. Another pretty good gain of 4 or 5 yards. And that's Ronald Scott, the running back. And clearly the Ducks' main modus operandi on offense is to run the football. It'll be second down and 5 now at the 37-yard line.
And again, they don't have a necessarily, like we've seen so much this past season, a feature running back.
Right.
They really spread the ball around. In fact, when you go back and look at the statistics over the course of the time, one young man, their maximum runners might only have 50 or 40 yards a game, but there might be 3 or 4 of them that have 50 or 40 yards a game. So they do a good job of spreading it around.
Actually spotted at the 36-yard line. Here's Snyder now and whistles as the play gets underway. A flag on the far side. See what this is all about.
They look like false starts by the Ducks.
Yep. That's what it is, false start. So back them up 5 to the 31-yard line. And it'll be second down now and 11.
Hey, you know you're in the playoffs, Mike, whenever they put a microphone out
That's
there
right.
on the referee.
That's exactly right. This is just a great facility. I hadn't been over here before. Of course, Wimberley played here, I believe, last year in the playoff. Ryan Shuer, our producer, was talking about how much he enjoyed coming over here.
Yeah, and I understand why.
Second down now. Snyder will turn and give it straight up the middle. That's Wiggins again. He's got the 40, and he's out to the 41-yard line. He's about a yard short of the first down. Another good run there by Wiggins. That's 9 yards up the middle. He has 20 yards on 2 carries already today.
Yeah, you know, I believe it looked like that time, and perhaps maybe on the first play, and I missed it, but he had that nice game. A little inside trap play by the right guard for the Ducks. Sprung open that hole, and again, boy, he runs hard. Powerful runner.
Now it's 3rd and 1, so this is a big play early in this playoff game. Ball at the 41-yard line of Taylor. Ducks with the football. 3rd and 1. Turn. Give to Wiggins. Got the first down and more. To the 45. Stretches it out to midfield. And that'll be a first down. A pickup of 9. And Wiggins certainly has gotten his football game off to a quick start for Taylor. It'll be first down and 10 right at the 50-yard line.
And what was so impressive about that play was that offensive line for the Ducks. They really fired off. Was able to get that defensive front kind of reeling backwards, and he found a seam. And nice pickup.
Quick hitting plays right up the middle. Nothing fancy. I mean, they're just going right up the middle. And you can tell they're trying to run that play clock down, too, I think, Randy. They're wanting to keep their offense on the field as long as possible. That's clearly a strategy. Here's the turn and give off left tackle. And that's yet another running back. That's Jarvis Caldwell, who's also comes in and plays quarterback occasionally. He picks up 5 yards. It'll be second down and 5.
Yeah, it looked like Jarvis, again, going back and looking at their season, was the quarterback up until about 4 games ago. And then the current young man who's out there seemed to have taken over duties. That's also when the Ducks started passing more. It wouldn't surprise me here, second and 5, if they don't go to the air.
Well, and spot this now at the Wimberley 45-yard line. Yeah, Randy, but heck, they're having so much success running. Why not just keep running it, too, I guess? And here's Wiggins right up the middle. Big hole. He's got the 40 and then to the 35-yard line, a pickup of 11 for Wiggins. He has 40 yards rushing already. First down.
Yeah, sir, I don't believe even the Texans expected this here on the first drive for the Ducks.
Ducks are just methodically working the ball down the football field, and it rests at the Wimberley 34-yard line. And whatever's happening up front, you know that Weldon Nelms is going to want to put a stop to this. He's got his hands on his hips on the sideline, and he's ready for this drive to end. But the Ducks are certainly coming out ready to play here.
And it is definitely an all-run offense.
And that run was off left tackle, and that was Ronald Scott. Not much yardage, but he did pick up about 4 yards. So call it second down and 6.
Yeah, they're lining up there in a double tight end set, a wing back, sometimes two wing backs and a single setback. That last time they had a wing back on the left and two running backs. They kind of move the running backs around in different directions. Seems to have the Texans a little confused right now.
Ball rest at the Texans' 31-yard line. Snyder's going to throw for the first time. Over the middle and almost picked off in the secondary. And that was Reed Jones back there. He got both hands on it, Randy, but it would have been an outstanding catch. But you can tell by his body language, he feels like he should have brought that one in
yeah,
inside
absolutely.
The 10. Incomplete, though.
It almost looked like the ball was intended for him. The closest receiver there was number 84, Jalen Curley. And he was a good 10 yards away from where the ball went.
Yeah, they may not throw the ball again, Randy, after that one. Timeout now is taken. And I believe that was taken. Yeah, that was taken by the Taylor Ducks. So it'll be third down and 6 when we come back. What an impressive drive this has been for Taylor here early on, Randy.
Yeah, they've certainly come out ready to play, trying to step up to make the match look even against the Texans so far.
Another group of annual sponsors for the playoffs we certainly want to mention tonight. Roger Beasley Hyundai, Saxit Gun Show, and Garrow's Taco Bar. I have gone to that taco bar, I must admit, and I enjoyed it.
I believe everybody does.
So Taylor will have the football at the Wimberley 31-yard line, facing a third and 6 here. And obviously this is the biggest play of the game so far. The Ducks took the ball at their 20, marched it straight down the field. And by straight, I mean straight. I mean all of their yardage has come in between the hash marks.
That's
Randy.
Right. Again, it had nothing really fancy about it at all. It's just hard running, good blocking up front. It's got this Texans defense reeling back a little bit right now.
So here we are, third and 6. Right up the middle, it's Wiggins. He's got it and more. He's down to the 20, spins forward, and stretches forward to the 12-yard line. And that is a pickup of 19 yards for Wiggins. First down.
Yeah, they faked to the tailback that was on the left side and then made the linebackers bowed a bite over that direction, then they handed off to Wiggins underneath. He had a huge hole over there the right side. Another nice game by the Ducks.
And they're going to spot this now at the Wimberley 13-yard line. Texans are reeling a little bit, Randy. They haven't solved whatever Taylor is doing up front.
No, certainly not. I was kind of hoping they'd come out like they did last week against Bernie and set the tone, but just the opposite so far.
Here's the give off left tackle. That is Scott, and he's able to get it close to the 10-yard line, so only a pickup of a couple. Actually, they're going to spot it right at the 11-yard line. So 2-yard gain for Scott. Texans toughen up on that first down play. It'll be second down and 8. And with the ball resting at the 11, the Texans will be thrilled if they can get the Ducks off the field and with just a field goal here, Randy.
Well, you can't help but think they're going to hand it to Wiggins here anytime now, and he's going to make another run.
No, it's quarterback sneak up the middle to the 5-yard line is the quarterback, and that's Jeremy Snyder. And, yeah, they're going to put it right at the 5-yard line, so now it'll be 3rd down and 2. And that was a pickup of 5 yards for Snyder, the quarterback.
Yeah, the linebackers right now for the Texans, they seem to be a little confused. Again, the tailbacks or the running backs for the Ducks are going different directions, and that's kind of freezing those linebackers. And in that case, they were fairly flat-footed on that quarterback sneak.
So this is a big, big play on 3rd and 2. They also seem to be going on quick counts there, Randy. They don't spend a lot of time at the line of scrimmage before snapping the ball. And somebody moved up front for Taylor, and that'll just kill the Ducks' drive here on 3rd and 2. Absolutely the wrong time for that, for the Ducks anyway. So back them up 5 to the 10-yard line. Yeah. 3rd and 2 becomes 3rd and 7, and that's a whole different deal.
That was Adrian Smith, the left tackle for the Ducks. He heard you say they were going on a quick count, and he jumped offside
right
there.
So that'll certainly help the Texans' case here, Randy. 3rd down now and 7. Be interesting to see what Taylor decides to do here. Wiggins is right behind Snyder. He's going to get it right up the middle. Powers forward down near the 5-yard line. He'll be short of the first down, though. Pick up a 5, and we'll see what they decide to do here, Randy.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see that. What they need about 2 yards, a yard and a half or so.
Yeah, it's almost a full 2 yards, and they're going to bring in their field goal kicker here.
Well, they look like they're going to set up a swinging gate over there.
See what they're doing. They've got all their linemen on the far sideline, and now they're looking to their coach over on the sideline to get the
He's flapping his wings like a duck.
And this is the oddest thing. Now the Snyder is going to direct snap it and throw it, and it's going to be a touchdown. He direct snapped it to Caldwell, who caught it and threw it to Snyder for the touchdown, Randy. What a play, a 5-yard touchdown.
I think it's safe to say that the Texans weren't prepared for that. They ran the old swinging gate here. They set it up again. They've got their entire line way over on the left side of the field. The quarterback and 3 running backs are over here on the ball in the middle of the field.
And the quarterback was Snyder, who snapped it directly to Jarvis Caldwell, and he just caught it and flew it back, flipped it over to Snyder in the end zone. That looked like flag football.
Yeah, everybody's attention was where those linemen were at over there on the far side, and he ended up just tossing it right over the middle. And
Moises Telles is in for the extra point try, and it is up, and it is good. And with 5:06 remaining in the first quarter, the Taylor Ducks have driven it 80 yards. The Taylor Ducks lead Wimberley 7-0. How about that for a start for you, Randy?
Looks like some coaches got some of the boys' attentions down there. I'm sure they're trying to
express their discontent.
Express their discontent, and you'll try to get them settled down. Calm down. It's just the first quarter. Lots of football left to play.
Well, and you knew that Taylor, being the prohibitive underdog, was going to come in here and just throw the kitchen sink at Wimberley, and they certainly did in that first drive, didn't they? That was, in fact, the kitchen sink that we just saw for the touchdown. That was the weirdest thing I've ever seen.
That old swinging gate play. I saw that in youth football last week, believe it or not. It went all the way for a touchdown as well.
It did look like a little like a flag football deal, didn't it? A flag football. 5:06 remaining. Again, Taylor drives it 80 yards for the score. So it'll be interesting to see how Wimberley reacts here. I saw Weldon Nelms react a while ago, and he wasn't too pleased. So I'm sure he'll get those guys in gear here.
They've got them huddled up down there around the bench discussing what they need to do the next time.
Wimberley now back to receive the kickoff. That was a long, long drive too, Randy. That was exactly what Coach Copia wanted to do on the first drive, I can assure you, is take 7 minutes off the clock and score a touchdown. That's pretty much a recipe for success.
And you're right, they drove the ball 80 yards that time. Again, their average has only been 200 yards on the ground per game. So
here's the kickoff. It's very, very short. It's going to be taken at the 22-yard line on that far sideline, and up past the 30-yard line is the Wimberley return man. I believe that was Colby Kelly. At any rate, Wimberley will get the football for the first time tonight with the ball at their own 32-yard line. So let's see how the Texans respond. I'm not sure the Texans have been behind perhaps in the Sealy game early, but this is going to be a different deal for them to have to come back from here, Randy. They're not used to being down 7-0 in the first quarter, I can assure you.
Yeah, especially this early in the game. Again, hats off to the Ducks. They did a great job that time doing whatever they wanted to do. So we'll see if Texas can't get some offense of their own going.
Lambert's the quarterback, of course. He has Trinity Wilson to his left in the shotgun formation. He's going to flip it out to Burt Schell in the left flat. Good running room to the 35, to the 37. Flag is thrown. Burt Schell with a pickup of about 6, but hold everything.
Yeah, I'm not sure what they saw there. Holloman made a nice block there to spring him for an extra few yards after he caught the ball, so we'll see what this call is.
It's thrown kind of in the middle of the scrum near the football.
It came from way out there, though. Even that flag was thrown about 25 yards.
Yeah, this might be a blocking. Yeah, it's going to be a holding call against Wimberley.
Wow, he must have had a good eye from his vantage point over there.
So that'll wipe out that play. Nice little 6-yard gain too, Randy. So that doesn't get the Wimberley drive started in the way Weldon Nelms would have preferred. They're going to spot the ball now at the 25-yard line. And it'll be first down and 17 to go for the first down. It was a spot foul. I formation behind Lambert now. Trinity Wilson dotting the eye. That's Colby Kelly in front of him in the fullback position. Lambert's going to turn and give it to Trinity Wilson. Trying to get outside right. He cuts inside to the 25 and is brought down at the 28-yard line. A pickup of 3 for Trinity.
And tried to go outside the right tackle. Great lead block by Colby Kelly. But also great defense by that defensive end to kind of bottle it up. It caused Trinity Wilson to hesitate. He popped outside and only able to get, what, a yard?
Couple of yards. It'll be second down now and 15 to go for the first down. Second down and 14. Got to get to the 42-yard line for the first down. Shotgun now for Lambert. Long count. Takes the snap, and he's going to give it to Dennis Smith. Left tackle. Look out. 35-40. Down to the 41-yard line is Dennis Smith, and that's a pickup of 13.
Yeah, nice, just nice run inside the left tackle, Dennis Smith. We haven't seen, you know, of course, of his injury. He's only been playing the last couple of games. Be interesting to see how much playing time he gets tonight, but that's what they needed right there to make it a third down and short.
Well, and it's also an indication, Randy, to make note that he got a carry with 3.5 minutes left to play in the first quarter. That's his earliest carry that he's had in a ball game in a long, long time.
Yeah, certainly.
Third down and a long one now for Wimberley. Trinity Wilson now behind Lambert. He's going to get the call. He's going to get the first down and more. 45 and out to the 47-yard line is Trinity Wilson. So after facing a first and 17, the Texans pick up the first down.
Lead dive over the right side. Colby Kelly leading, handing it off to Wilson, and powers his way forward. Sets him up, about 4 yards on their side of the field yet to get across midfield.
Yeah, they're going to spot the ball almost to the 47-yard line. Lambert will be in the shotgun again. He has Wilson to his left. Two tight end setup. Takes the snap, turns, and gives it to Wilson up the middle. Not much running room at all. He stretched his body forward about a yard to the 48-yard line. It'll be second down and 9.
You can't help but think the way they're playing man-to-man coverage on those receivers that we won't see more of that little pass out in the flat or even send Burchell. Burchell had a great game last week. Send Burchell just on a fly route down the field, and if they can make a quick score here.
Second down now. Give him a gain of 2. It'll be second down and 8. Texans go no huddle. Shotgun again. Trinity Wilson this time to the right of Lambert. Back to throw. Straight back is Lambert. Now he's going to scramble left. Looking, being pursued. Outruns the pursuit. Going to take it himself to the 45, 40, 35, 30. Look out. 25, 20. Cuts inside to the 15, 10. And down to the 5-yard line is Brady Lambert. That's a pickup of 45 yards.
And Isaac Franco there for the Ducks made a saving tackle. Nice footwork by Lambert to break several would-be tacklers and get all the way down the field.
And he dropped back initially, and now let's see. Oh, we got a flag on the play. It's going to be holding Wimberly. So bring it all back. Instead of being at the 5-yard line, the Texans are going to be backed up inside their own territory. So that is just a heartbreaking penalty for the Texans here early, Randy.
Yeah, tough break, and that's too bad. That negates that nice run by Lambert.
They're going to mark it off from the line of scrimmage, so it'll put it at the Texan 38-yard line. Ouch. So it'll be second down and about 18 to go for the first down.
Yeah, too bad Lambert didn't have time to throw the ball. Trinity Wilson came out of the backfield, went straight up the middle of the field, and he was wide open had Lambert had time to make that pass.
Lambert again in the shotgun formation. 1:38 remaining in the first quarter. Taylor leads Wimberly 7-0. Lambert's looking right, trying to set up the screen. He's got Trinity Wilson. Wilson's got a lot of running room. 45-50, 45-40, 35-yard line, and out of bounds near the 30 with a first down is Trinity Wilson. Wow, what a play that was.
That was set up very nice. The entire offensive line shifted over to the right. Lambert rolled out to the right. Had two receivers up there on that side, and that certainly had all of the Ducks' attention. Trinity Wilson was wide open over here on the left side. Nice run, nice catch and run.
38 yards on the play, Randy. They've spotted it at the Taylor 29-yard line. It'll be first down and 10. So the Texans didn't really sulk after getting that long gainer called back.
Well, I had to look, though, and see if there was any yellow hankies back
there.
That's
right. That's the first thing you do. Here's the end around. It's Burt Schell trying to get outside right side. Cuts it inside to the 25-yard line. That's Hunter Burt Schell, a pickup of 4. So it'll be second down and 6 now.
As much as the Ducks put a nice, long, sustained drive, the Texans are doing the same thing now here, eating up almost 4 minutes of the clock on their first possession.
Clock is inside of a minute left to play in the first quarter. Mike Blackwell, Randy Hermes here with you from Mustang Field in Marble Falls. Wimberly trailing Taylor here in the first quarter, 7-0. I formation behind Lambert, second down and 6. Turns and gives it to Trinity Wilson. Wilson, a lot of traffic up the middle, but Trinity is able to push it forward for about 5 yards. It'll be third down and 1.
And again, what we've come to expect from Trinity, nice hard running. Good defense that time, really, by the Ducks. They stepped up, tried to stuff him in the hole, and he was able to plow his way forward for another couple yards.
I've been pretty impressed by the Ducks. I don't know about you, Randy. They seem to be playing with pretty spirited football here tonight.
Absolutely. It's the playoffs, and they've come ready to play, haven't they?
They absolutely have.
And, you know, look at their defensive front there compared to the Texans. They're certainly at least on a way to have the Texans beaten in that regard.
Third down, a long one, and now the whistles blow prior to the snap.
End of the quarter, I believe.
And that's going to be the end of the quarter. Yeah, the clock ran out. 7-0 our score. Taylor leads Wimberly. You are listening to Wimberly Texans football on WimberlyRadio.com and on KDRP 100.1 FM.
Support for this Wimberly football broadcast on WimberlyRadio.com is made possible by the Law Offices of Stevens and Malone, serving the greater Wimberly Valley and the surrounding communities in the Hill Country with real estate and title law, business formations, wills, and general estate planning. Online at StevensMaloneLaw.com or by phone at 512-847-9277. This Texan football broadcast on WimberlyRadio.com is made possible by Blanco National Bank, offering a full range of banking services including checking, savings, CDs, IRAs, mortgages, and personal loans. Located at 15451 Ranch Road 12 in Wimberly. Information available online at BlancoBank.com or by phone at 847-1300. Blanco National Bank is FDIC insured and an equal housing lender. Branch manager Kay Smith and her entire team wish the Texans all the best this football season.